that in as much as she kept quiet, so she indicated that she gave her consent to be mikablet as a maton of b'tzeirat rishi. Because if she hadn't given her consent, so then she should have thrown it down to him, and she should have said, Harei shaloch lefanecho. Harei shaloch lefanecho. So there are several terutz in Bereshit. Some rishim give the terutz that Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua did not mean that women are thoroughly knowledgeable. Women are not thoroughly knowledgeable. And why? They're from the Chachamim, they're all the women. So many women don't know the dinim, but there are certain simple dinim that every woman knows. That every woman knows. So in other words, so this thing that when someone is not a shena, so he's not expected to exercise shmire, that every woman knows. So Memele, he says, the hoche b'teras dushni avinu lo, as she was never mikavol shmire, v'imi yisad lo inicha lo lishdina, deadin he knows. So, Kapachoi says, ote kule nashe dinik mire, hoche name sabre isha dina lo umit vre mischai v'bach yasi. Maybe the woman doesn't even know that simple thing. Maybe she thinks that if she is negligent in dropping it on the floor, and as a result of that it gets lost, it gets destroyed, so she's still held on responsible, even though she didn't undertake shmir. And Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua assumed that this thing, that a person cannot be held responsible for throwing down on the floor a chifetz that over which he never undertook shmire, so every woman knows, but not that the woman knows all the din. So this din, that the shena can terminate the shmire by putting it down on the floor, the chifetz, and tell the mafkid, Harei shaloch lefanecho, that din, even Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua is made it. The average woman might not know. That's one teretz. Another teretz is the teretz given by the Ravid, that the braise, according to Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, so the braise of King Sisela Zubi Pikodin has reference to a Pikodin Lisman. In other words, where he says, "Kin si sela zubi pikodin lishleishimei." Some mele, in such a case, she cannot terminate the shmira, because she already promised to be shmeres over the sela for 30 days. So then the Ramban is masik and the Ravid's teretz. Ramban is masik and Ravid's teretz. Two things. First of all, the braise doesn't spell out kinsi sela zubi pikodin lizman misui. Kinsi sela zubi pikodin stam. That's one. Number two, even if she did undertake to be shimeres for 30 days, for 10 days, for 5 days, so why shouldn't she be able to terminate the shmire? Why? Because she promised. Peil chizah be'afilu b'chatzayei. So why should the shemeir be distinguished from any other peil? Every peil, when he promises to do work, still he can be chizah. Avodahein v'lo yavodim la'avodim. So the same halacha of avodahein v'lo yavodim la'avodim should apply to to a shamer, should apply to a shamer. Now, then the Ramban gives another terence. The Ramban says, the true that an Isha, Ravuna b'rit Rav Yeshua, held that an Isha is knowledgeable in all the dinim, in all the dinim that are relevant, but it doesn't mean that according to Ravuna b'rit Rav Yeshua, so an Isha is knowledgeable, is really, I mean, a Londonist in the moment. I mean, man, the average man is not a London in the moment. So, why should a woman be the average woman? But it means the dream that are relevant, you know, to women, I mean. So, so a woman is knowledgeable in this din. So she does know the din that a shemir can terminate the shmire by putting it down the chayfetz and say to the mafkid haresh lahofanecho. Still, so the Ravuna b'rit Rav Yeshua says hosam b'tiras pikod niyavinu le savri shadinu lo mitvere mechayivinu. Hoche b'teras dushin yavin anulei. No, ishadnu an mitorim chai vinebu. So mele, there is no indication that she gave her consent by keeping quiet for accepting it as a matone b'teras dushin. Because maybe she doesn't want to accept it as a matone b'teras dushin. If she doesn't want to accept the matone b'teras dushin, so why doesn't she put it down? The answer is she doesn't put it down. She doesn't put it down because by just putting it down without saying anything, so then she will be held responsible. But she can put it down. She can give it to him in his hand and couple it with a statement: "Harich shloch ufnecho, I hereby terminate the shmira." She's not expected to do that. She's not expected to do that. In other words, she's only expected not to keep the chifetz in her possession, because that would be gezel, munefshech. The man doesn't want her to keep it b'teras pikotin anymore. He says, hareat mukdeshes libazeh. So in other words, so what right does she have to retain possession over the chifetz? And the fact that she, some mele, she's required to give up the possession. But, so since she didn't, we should say that there is a raya, she gave a consent. So then we say, but suppose she'll just give up the possession and remaining silent, then she'll be held responsible. So mele, she is not required to do something that might hold her responsible. But she could give it to his hand and terminate the shmire. Well, from that we don't deduce consent. We might deduce consent from the fact that she is silent, but we cannot deduce consent from the fact that she didn't make a certain remark. Maybe she doesn't want to make that remark. You see, she doesn't want to talk. The fact that a person doesn't talk doesn't constitute evidence of consent, you see. The fact, we could say, the fact that the person doesn't give up possession of the chayfetz over which she has no right to retain possession if she doesn't consent to what the man said. So From that we could deduce consent, but not from the fact that she didn't say she is terminating Shmira. Fine. Now, let's see the Tesis Riazot. Something very interesting in the Tesis Riazot. Dine gmire, kelema v'chiyanoshim heim p'kiyes b'ne momnes, sheyedei shema she'odom neisim lo b'teras dushim, imeino mischatz b'dobo v'tashlichim, v'yevdu lo itehei chayeves l'shalem, diteime de hoyu v'lo yishlichom mischatzis b'dushim, halei in derech ishol odaz dine momnes, sheareino misasekes b'dinom, כדמרינם בהדיה בהי פירקה, אבל דינים אימי איש דיבאמס ומתנאי נשאלוי. So in other words, in explaining Rabbi Choye, when Rabbi Choye says, אותו כולה נשא דיני גמירה, at first blush, this seems to be so simple that it shouldn't even require explanation. Why should we say that Nashe Dinigmire? Meicha Teise. But the Teise Sriazoken was bothered by that Gemara. Why shouldn't Nashe be Dinigmire? And Anshe are Dinigmire. Why are Anshe Dinigmire? Because Anoshim are Mechuyev in Talmud Torah. But Noshim are Pturas of Talmud Torah. Some mele, why should they be presumed to know dinim? So he says, but the dinim that noshim am chuyev, so they have to learn too, because if you don't learn, you don't know. Some mele, he says, Ravache says, otu kulinashi dinig mele, because it's not the derech of noshim to be engaged in masal matan, in business. So mele, the dinimomenes of masal matan, so dinimomenes of masal matan are not relevant to Noshim. If the derech of Noshim had been to be engaged in business, then the dinimomenes would be relevant to Noshim. If they would be relevant to Noshim, they would be obligated to learn the Hilchas Dinamomenes. But since Noshim are not Osuk b'Masa u'Matan, so mele they're not obligated to learn Dinamomenes. If they're not obligated to learn Dinamomenes, why should we take it for granted that the average woman knows Dinamomenes? Maybe not. She's not obligated. So he says, but avol b'midah d'maisa sheini, לא אמרינו נוחה, כמו שבארנו בנידי פרט נקס, ובהדי אמרינו נפריקו איש מקדש, איש הידע שמייס השני מסחר על יולו. That's דפנון ווב, in קדושת. So he says, but those things that are relevant to her, let's say about מייס השני. Because when מייס השני was known today, unfortunately, מייס השני is not known. Some mele, it's not relevant to us, unfortunately. But Bisman, when Maisa Sheni was known, some mele, it was relevant. So Noshim were presumed to know the dinim of Maisa Sheni. Alright. As a matter of fact, you know, the Ogre says, now, Tanisha is Mukhyeves every day to say Birkas HaTorah. But why should she be Mukhyeves to say Birkas HaTorah? After all, it's the Roche and the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and Noshim Apturis Talmud Torah. So the Ogre says, and that's the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch, that all the Mitzvahs and the Surim that in Misho is Muzer, so she's Mochieves to her. That's quite an extensive area of Torah, I mean, she's to learn. So some male she's Mochieves to learn, so she can see Asaki Shom Zisavitzivon. Shom Zisavitzivon. So even according to the Rishenim, who hold that an isha cannot say broche am seshes mandale, let's say am suki am lulev am shofar, but am Talmud Torah yes, because Talmud Torah she is mochieves. All the mitzvahs she knew she mochieves. So that's why it is Riazok emphasizes the reason is why Rav Achoye says that Nashe don't know Dine Momenes is because they're not also in business. But some male, they're not obligated to learn Dine Momenes. All right. Now, let's go over the rest of the thesis we have. V'hilchese kirove v'rav achoye v'chol shtike d'lacham at moiz laf klumu v'afilu kiblo t'chile b'teras dush hilkar chave mikudeshes misofik shemo sho v'prute b'modai d'aloche kishmoy. Now, Shmuel said that kitcha b'tamre that stacha v'prute here so mikudeshes chayshinon shemo sho v'prute b'modai. But Rav Chisde is loisvir leKishmuel. So the question is, how do we pass? Do we pass like Shmuel, or do we pass like Rav Chisde, or do we pass like Rav Chisde? So the thesis Riazokn says that we paskin like Shmuel, and the Rambam also paskins like Shmuel. Also paskins like Shmuel. Also paskins like Shmuel. Now, here we have another machlekes between Rove and Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua. Rove says, in the case of Gavre de Kodesh Bitzipse de Ose, so, and then, and lesbish of a prute, so omalu tigdish barba zuzedis bay. So Rove said she's not mikodeshes. Why? Because it's shtiket lachamat mois. So Rove equates shtiket lachamois in the case of Gavra the Kodesh Bitzipse de Ose with shtiket lachamois in the case of Pikor. But Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua is chelek. So according to Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua, in the case of Gavre de Kodesh Bitzipse de Ose and Bidalet Zuzedi Izbei, so she should be Mikodeshes. She should be Mikodeshes. Why? Because the fact that she retained the possession of the Dalet Zuze and she did not throw it back to him indicates consent, because if she had not consented, so then she had no legitimate right, you know, to retain the possession of the Dalet Zuze. He only gave it to her b'matone b'tiras dushi, but not as a matone grede. So if she didn't agree, she should have thrown it back to him, put it down on the floor. So it's a riot. According to Rovi, it's no riot, because maybe the woman doesn't know that she will not be held responsible in case it gets lost. But according to Rovi, it is a choche on her das, on her consent. So the question is, how do we pass in this machlekes between Rove and Ravune Rav Yeshua? Do we paskin like Rove, or do we paskin like Ravune Rav Yeshua? So, We have two machlekes in this sugi. One machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Chisde, where there are Hashim and Shemeshav put in Modai. Another machlekes between Rav and Rav Chisde, where the shtiket lacham at Moyes is a right, but in the case of Gavre, the Kodesh B'tzipse, the Ose, is a choche on her consent, or it's not a choche. So according to Rove, it's not a choche on her consent being given. According to Rav and Rav Yeshua, it is a choche. How do they pass? So he says, V'hike v'yulchese ki Rove v'ravachoy. So the Tisri Azokun says, we paskin like Rove and Ravachoy. So the whole shtike lacham tmoye slav klumu vafil kiblo tchilo b'teras dushin. Hilka chavim kodeshes misofik, shema shal pute bimodai, de aloche kishmuel. Vi kimandoma. So first he says, we, in the machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Chisde, we pass like Shmuel, and in the machlekes between Rove and Ravun Rav Yeshua, we pass like Rove. All right. Then he says, "Vi kemandoma the hoil ve'asikne b'gemore anan v'shmielon," because the Gemore says. Sholuch Ravache Barav Vekam Rabnika Gavne Mei Sholach Lei Anan Lishmielon Rabine Hod Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua Atin Dishmiel Chu Chu Shelo. So he said Atin Dishmiel Chu Chu Shelo Hoy Lassig Gmor Anan Lishmielon Kleima Leom Bolonu Vilo Yachem Ishmei Atun Dishmiel Chuchushulo is Chai Shinon. So Rabine sent a message Atun Dishmiel Chu of Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua that so is Chai Shinon. That we are Chai Shish for Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua Shite. That Shtiket Lachmat Mois in the case of Gavra the Kodesh B'tzipse. So there is. So we have to anticipate that by keeping quiet, even Lachamat Mois, she thereby gave a consent for Gdush. Vinaftimine im kichom bidogoshin miskayim v'nishove pute. Now, so now he's explaining another point. What's the Naftimine? Since we pass like Shmuel, that Hashinu and Shemeshavu put in Modai, so in Mele, even if there hadn't been Dalet Zuze in the basket of myrtles, so she should still be Mkudeshes Misofik, because maybe the myrtles themselves are worth a pute. Maybe the myrtles themselves are worth a pute. So what's the practical nafkemine between Rove and Ravune with Rav Yeshua? So he says there is a practical nafkemine. The Rambam says that when Ishmuel Cheshish Shemo Shavu put b'modai, that is only if the thing is a dolar miskaya that can be preserved. You know, let's say a dry tamre, can be kept for weeks and it will not become spoiled. But if it is a vegetable, so in a few days, so it will become spoiled. It will not be edible anymore, unless you put it in a freezer. Okay, but if you don't put it in a freezer, not even in the frigidaire, So in a few days it will not be edible. Until you take it to Modai, in the days of the Rambam, there was no jet, facilities. So Mele, it had to take a number of days to go to Modai. So it will not be edible. So Mele, so what if in Modai it's worth it putting? But by the time it reaches Modai, it will not be edible. That's what the Rambam says yearly, and the Tzri Hazokain agrees with the Rambam yearly. He agrees with the Rambam yearly. So Mimele, that will be in the practical nafkamine between Rove and Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua. Suppose he's Mikadisher, the bag of, let's say, carrots. That's the Rosh in Miskai. And the bag of carrots, let's say, is naturally put here in this place. But then he says, after she took the bag with carrots, so he said, there is Dalet Zuze in the bag, and Bimi Kodeshes, and she didn't throw away the bag with the carrots in his face. So according to Rove, she would not be Bimi Kodeshes, and according to Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua, she would be Bimi Kodeshes. V'nachtiminim kitcha b'davo shen miskayim, v'nishav v'pute, v'yusech ishav v'pute, v'chashin l'ravune, ha Bimi Kodeshes b'sofik, v'im bo'ach ha'vikide, ishtetze mizeh u'mzeh, ומשמולקה הויל ואין מסקיים כדחסינו וכי נראה דעס עריף שהיבי. So in other words, first he said that we pass like Rove, not like Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua. And then he says, וכמנדומה, since Rabbine sent the message, אתם נשמילו חושלו לרבוני ברב ישועה, that we pass like Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua. Now, so he says, the sheet of the leaf is that we pass on Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua. The Rambam passes explicitly like Rove, not like Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua. But the leaf, it's mashma passes on Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua. Sheivi atin nishmir l'chuchushlo di matzirich lo'avoye, lo'avoye typically mishum nishmuel, vidas haram, the Rambam, kidrachasim, the hilchase, ki Rove. Moshe Bia Perike, Hilke Achimene Miskayim, Eim Kideshes. Now then, there's another Machlok Hashem. In regard to Shmuel's din, Hashinon Shemashal Pute B'Modai. Now the question is this: suppose we know, so Shmuel says, even if we don't know whether each other put B'Modai or not, so she's Mikudesh. But in such a case, if we don't know, she's only Mikudesh Misafik, as the Gemara says, not Bivadai. Suppose we know that in Modai it's worth a putting. Will then Shmuel say that she's Mikudesh Bivadai? Or even in such case, she'll be Mikudesh Misafik. So there is a Machlokes Rishayim on that. There are some Rishayim who say that in such case, in the Shit is a Rambam. If we know that in Modai it's worth a pute, so she's Mukadesh is Dushivada, Midirais. But then, the other Rishayim who say that even if we know that it's worth a pute in Modai, she's not Mukadesh is Dushivada, only Dushisofik. Why? Monefshech. Is Shavyas determined by the value it has in the particular place where the Kedushin took place? Or is the Shavyas determined by the value in any place on the Kadur HaOretz, on the globe? So now from Shmuel it appears that if it has a Shavyas in any place on the Kadur Oretz, some may lay, it has a din of Momen. It has a din of Momen. So, some may lay, why should it be only Kedushi Sofik, even if we know that in Modai it's worth a putting? It's worth a putting. So many Rishonim say that Midraise Ein Lechoshav Yes Ela Mumkeimi. So on the Raisa level, Shavyes is determined by the worth, the value it has in this particular place. If in Chicago it's not worth a pote, let it be worth in Montreal. Doesn't matter. So it doesn't have a din of mummy. But Mishum Chumra de Shishis, so we are machmir, midrabon. So of course, since it's only the Rabbanon and the Chumre, so it's Dushi Sofik, not Dushi Vadai. Dushi Vadai would be Likule, the Chachomim cannot be Machmir, cannot be Meikil against the Deraise, against the Deraise. Some Mele, even if we know that it's worth it putting Vadai, it's still only Dushi Sofik, the Rabbanon. Now, turn to the thesis of Yazok, Daf Yudvei Zomid Aleph. The third line. Hashinon Shemesho Leput B'modai Ike Mandomar Di Yadinon B'Vadai Duchte Di Shove B'Put Mikudeshes Vadai V'yo Ikea דאפילו ידינון דוכתה דשווה פרוטה וסופק מקודשס. הויל והי דוכתה לא ישווה פרוטה. והסופק הוא ישווה פרוטה דאמר חכמים והי דוכתה לקודש בדווקא. אוי אפילו שווה בשומוקים, אף על פי שאין ישווה כאן. שמה יגיע זה לשום וישווה פרוטה. היל כך, יש לוחוס בכל שווה כסף שיקדש בי. שמה ישמוקים באילום, So he says, "V'yikar dafil yadin undukte dishave pute have sofik mikudeshes hoyu vai dukte lishave pute v'asofiku ishave pute dom amuchachomim vai dukte dikodesh bidavke oyafil lishave bishumokim afal pishen ishave kam shemo yagi azel lishom v'yishve pute hilkach." יש לוחוס בכל שווה כסף שיקדש בי שמו ישמוקים באילום שישווה זה פרוט. מי הוא כאווה סופיק? הנה מלבי דבר המסקיים, אבל דבר שני מסקיים לה וסופיק מקודשס. דבר היי דוכתה לשווה פרוטה ואין מגיע לו בשמוקים שישווה כלום שהרי קידים שיגיעו שם יפסי. וכן תעשרם. וי כמנדומר אפילו במה שאין מסקיים ואין אישו בפרוטה כאן מקודשס מסופיק ומפורש אין הסופיק בדעס חכומים אלו דגזרין על הידוכתה דלו אישווה אותו ההוא דישווה ולו נהירה שימוקים לזה סגזירה שכל שיקדשו בשווה כסף יענו אם יהיה שום שווה כסף אם לא ובלו יאכל לא יפשיע, הלקח לנופק מנחוב. Now, I deliberately read from the history as okay. Even though the other Rishonim, Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, everybody mentions the same Machlokes Rishonim, but the history as okay, in effect, mentions two different explanations of two different shittes in the shitte that even if we know that it's worth it putting modai, so it's only mikudeshes dushi sofik, not dushi vada. Two lishes. One loshen is what the second Loshen that this Riazok mentions, that it's not that Shmuel had a Sofik, whether Shavyes is determined by the value the Chifet has in this particular place, or Shavyes is determined by the value it has in any place. Now, Shmuel issue, that is a pshites, the Shavyes is determined by the value, by the price it has in this particular place. In this particular place. But midrabonon, mishum chumra dishish midrabonon. So we consider the value it has in another place. Why? Because of Exeir. Because if we are not going to consider the fact that in another place it is worth a pute, now someone will see that when somebody is Mikadish Bitamra here, so she's not Mikudeshes, then he'll go to Modai, he'll settle in Modai, and he'll think that in Modai the same law applies. If you are Mikadish Bitamre, so then she's not Mikudeshes, but there she's an Ishishish. So because of that, Mishum Chumkade Ishishish, the Chachomim said that you should Mikudeshes here, because of Ixer. That's one Losh. And then another Losh is no, not a Drabar. It's a Drais. But Shmuel had a Sofik. Shmuel had a Sofik. The first Loshen is a Yazok, whether Shavyes is determined by the price and the value a Chifet says in this particular place, or it can be determined by the value it has in any place. Some Mele, according to Shmuel, even if we know she will be Mekudeshes to Shisafik, and even if we don't know, you have to be Cheshesh, maybe it has the Shavyes of Ipruti Moda. But it's all on the right level, according to the first Loshen in the Tisri Azor. Now, why shouldn't it be Svexveke, according to the first Loshen? Why shouldn't it be Svexveke? First of all, one Sofik, maybe Shavyes is determined by the price and the value it has in this particular place. In this particular place, so Itamre is not worth it. But assuming that it can be considered Momain on the basis of the value it has in Modai, maybe even in Modai, it's not worth a put. So it should be Svexveke. Now there is a discussion. There is a discussion in the Achreinim whether you can be Mitzarev to Svexveke, one Sofik in Din and one Sofik in Mitzias. So from this Tesis Tzria Zokon, it would be a Raya from the first Loshen. In Tesis Tzria Zokon, it would be a Raya that in order to be Muter, Midraise, as is Svexveike, so there has to be, both Svekes have to be of the same nature. But one Sofik in Din and one Sofik in Mitzies is not a Svexveike. From this basis, Riazok. Now, let's see the Ramban. The Ramban also mentions the Shite, that it's always Rishi Sofik. But not on the basis of the proposition that Shmuel had his faked in it, whether Shavyes is determined by the value in this particular place, or Shavyes is determined by the value a Chifet says in any place. Turn to the Chiddush Ramban. Daf Yudvei Zomid Aleph. Chai Shinon Shemeshove Pruta Bimona. Abon. Yei Sheimrim Bidova Hamiskayim Shekivim Shem Nizdam Leiderach Limodai Yochei Leilichi Biyodei Shom Shove Pruta Oz Havikdushi Aval Dova Shem Miskayim Zeram Mishite אף על פי שהוא שווה פרוטה, במודאי כאן אין שווה כלום, ואם תלכנו למודאי אין שווה כלום, והיך נוחו של קדוש, זהו דעס הרמב"ם ז"ל, ולדבורף יחיל מויותרס משנשאינו, דקטון השווה פרוטה בשינים מסקיים, אלא מיוצא דיביך עלי, דיקוש תהי נוחת הדבורם קיים. והנה יודע, אם שווה בוודאי במודאי פרוטה, והוא דובר המסקיים, Ramban raises that question. Im Gdush of Gdushin Vadai. Umashmali Sheinon Ela Sofik. Shein Li Gdushin Ela Mikimon Vishaiton Bilvat. Afal Pikein Choshishu Lisveikon. So the expression is Choshishu Lisveikon. That means Midrabon. Not a real Sveiked Dine. The way the thesis Riazokin says, you see. Ulinyan Gezla Gea, but he mentions a good rai. Ulinyan Gezla Gea, itma, beferika gezel, daf kufei omdalet, di poches mishove prute, afil bigzile kayemes, lo yotzorich leile chachov, dein cheshishim shemot yakia, velo yachashino nam le shove prute bimoda, umayse oshom umishapia, alme in limomin el mikimi vishayte, elochema hu beishishish. So it's a special rabbonon lechumre. That's the Ramban Shita. But he mentions this very strong right. So the halacha is, if somebody gazlat, pochas mishove prute, even though he knows, the Mishnah says, even though he knows the modai, it's worth much more than a prute. So, inlay elo mikeme vishayte. So we see that in Kolat Yerekule, Shavius is determined by Mikeime, not by Modai. So why should Gdushin be different? Why should Gdushin be different when the Gemara in Agezel says in so many words, Afil lo yotzorich leile chachof? So he says, So he is in Sorokhilachachov, even if the Gzeli is Kayemes, so he doesn't have to go to Modai and to return the Gzeli. Or to return the Gzeli, because in this place it's not worth it. But that seems to be a very strong right. But I think that there is a teretz on that kashi. Rashi says, I don't know, is there a Gemara Sanhedrin here? No, you don't have to go in. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's all right. Oh, yeah, thank you. All right.
The price says in the sugi of Zaynis Neneach, Na'abneach is chayiv mise and Zayin mitzvah. Vatanye ala gezel, gona vigozal v'chen yifasteya, v'chen chayitzven, akum v'akum, akum v'yisroel osea, yisroel v'akum muter. So what does it mean? V'chen chayitzven, what does v'chen chayitzven mean? Not gezel mamesh. So it's kein gezel. Lui nitzchichel v'pachet m'shavet pot. Because a Yisrael and Pachat Meshavet Prote has no Chiyuv Zeyre. But Akum, a Bneach, is Mechuyev and Gezel even Pachat Meshavet Prote. Ihoche, Akum be Yisrael, the Pachat Meshavet Prote. Ihoche, Akum be Yisrael, is Osea. Why should Akum be Yisrael be Osea? After all, Bishlina Akum be Akum, Pachas Meshav Prote, you understand, is Osea. Because the Meneach is not Meichel, even Pachas Meshav Prote. You know, there is an expression in Yiddish, I don't know whether you are aware of it. If you want to say a certain person is very stingy, you say, he's a Meneach. He's a Beneach, he's very stingy, he's a Beneach. Why? Why is that? That expression is based upon this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Yabishli me'akum di'akum, pochas mishavet prute gezel is osea, is muzea, because an akum is not meichel, even on a pochas mishavet prute. But akum di Yisrael should be muter gezel pochas mishavet prute. Because the Yisrael doesn't care for less than a prote. For less than a prote. So the Gemara says, Yehoche, akum Yisrael osea, hobar mechilehu, is meichel, I mean, we Jew, is makpi, and pochet meshav a prote. Nei, so the Gemara is teretz, nei, dibos ahoche mochelei, tzara bishayte milesle. So, Sarah Bishaite Milesle. So you might be the tell. Take away less than a prote from his house. If he'll do such a thing, so he'll be left penniless, you know. A thousand people will come in, and then everyone will take a pocket mishavet prote. This is what the Midrash says, Dan she's named it, you know. Everyone guzzled pocket mishavet prote. So, of course, Yisrael is also makpid, that no one should guzzle his nechosim, even a pocket mishavet prote. But when we say Yisrael is meichel and pocket mishavet prote, it means after he did it, he doesn't have, so he doesn't care. So Mimele, the Gazlan doesn't have to return. Because once a pocket Moshav Prote was taken away from him, so the Yisrael, the Nigzel, is already Meichel. But Bishaite is not Meichel. Yesa, Nei, Dibos Hoche Mochle, Tzara Bishaite Milesle. All right, but that's not what I want to point out. The Rashi here. Tzara b'shaite milesle hilkar gezel. Elo shein bezn Yisrael niskokim lo shivei. So Rashi emphasized the reason as to why if you guzzle a poches mishav prute from Yisrael, you don't have to return it. Because once you take it away from Yisrael, so the average Yisrael
is meichel. So you don't have to return it. So in other words, there is a special reason as to why, by pachas b'shev pute, you don't have to return, even if the chifetz is bien, because a Yisrael is meichel. So that's only shaya gavi gezel, but that has no shayches, some mele in so far as so. So there's no kasha against the Rambam. The Rambam shiti is that in Achanami, in Kolatere Kule, the shavyes of the chifetz is determined not dafke by the value of prute that it has in this particular place. If it has the value of prute in another city, so it's also considered money. But Ramban asks, but we say, and if we know that the nigzel, that so if we know that moda it's worth a pute, he still doesn't have to go after the nigzel in eternity, because there, since in this particular place where the gzele took place, it's worth less than a pute, so mele the nigzel is meicho. But machine, but momenites, ichalish and momenites, so maybe she's mikudeshes. So it's no kashi. Okay. Now, the tool in Siman Lamed Aleph says, Kicho bidobo shenishove prote have a sofik dushin utzriche get me sofik latiro leome vim reitze likaimo tzricho gdushin achere vim kicho achere gdushin gmurim yigare shrishein vineisi sheini avolo yigare sheini V'yiso rishei, because of a rama, im yoldo misheini v'loi giri shorishei, havlat kosha. Dinei d'chayshinu l'gdushe rishin l'atzricho get, uli tzio misheini, avoloi lifso havlat numenu. So because the rama shite is that it's only the rabo, as the ramban, chim ha'ishishish, because midraise, so even if we know it's worth a pute modai, but let's say in this particular place it's not worth a pute, it does not have a shem momen. In mekudeshes, but mishum chumra dishishish, the chachomim or misakein that she should be mekudeshes. So if she wants, if the second one was mikadosh hakdushin gmurim, so in order to be able to live with the second husband, so the first husband has to give her a get, because otherwise she would be asura to the second husband, mid rabbonon. But it's only chumre rabbonon, mishum chumre de shishish. So, so regarding the vlad, the chachomim won't machmir. So if she She lives with the second husband, and she didn't get a get from the first husband, and she has a child for the second husband, so he's not a mamzer, even mirabor. Because the chachomim were not machmir in regard to the vlad. Of course, according to the Rambam, the vlad would be a sofik mamzer. Sofik mamzer. All right. Oh, then the Torah says, שומפלום, עד כאן, אופי דבור, ואם ידוע ששווה פרוטה בשומוקים מקודשת מנתאיו. אבל ריקוסף, שאפילו ידוע ששווה פרוטה בשומוקים לא הווה קדוש מוודאי, אולי לא מהווה קדוש סופיק. מן רבון, אפילו אינו מסקיימס, לא הליך למוקים ששווה פרוטה, וכך עם מסכון הסעדיני ואורסל. Now, we have to continue with the Gemara. Kinoch nafshi de Ravase, when Ravase died, Ailu Rabbonon niktino lishmaitze, Omale Yahumi Rabbonon, Virab Yaakov Shmei, Hoche Omar Ravase, Omar Ravmane, Kishem Sheinisho nikne vipochas mishavipute, כך אין קרקע נקנה זה פחת משווה פרוטה. אומר לי ועתניה אף על פי שני שנקנה פחת משווה פרוטה, קרקע נקנה פחת משווה פרוטה. אומר לי כתניה, היא בחליפ. So חליפ, איתניה כן אם בחלי, ואף על פי שאין בי שווה פרוטה. אף על פי שאין בי שווה פרוטה. Now, that's not on the Rashbo on this Gemara, but that's in the Rashbo, in the sugye of Kfira Steine Shtikesen. So the Chedush Rashbo and also the Chedush Rashbo in Shvues and the sugye of Taine Shtikesen, so the Rashbo has one alternative that perhaps even that even in Kolatere Kule, and even by Gdushi, where Chlipim is not effective, so there it has to be Kesef Mamesh, maybe if he's Mikabish with the Kele, let's say Machat, so since it's a Kele, even if it's Pachas Meshavipote, maybe it has a Din Momen, and maybe she's Mekadesh. He's not sure, but he has his suffix. Hoda Yasve. In other words, the Rabbonon, after the Ptire of Ravase. And, in other words, they, since it was close after the Ptire of Ravase, so then the Chachomim wanted to preserve all the memories of Ravase. So they were called, and every one of the Chachomim was asked to repeat a certain memory that he heard from Ravase in his lifetime in order to preserve it. So Hoda Yasve. Vika Amre. Hodi Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel.
כל שני ידיה בתבגית נוקדושן לא יהיה עסק עמוהן. אומר אבסה, אומר אביכנן, ויקושן לאילום יעסק מדירה מהבו. In other words, that someone who is not knowledgeable in Hilchas Gittin Ugdushin and he paskens is involved in the Gittin Ugdushin, so then it's conducive to very serious repercussions, sometimes even more than the Ramabo. Shenemar is a Potsik nation. Olei vikachish virotziach vigonei vinoiv porzu vidomim bidomim nogo. Domim bidomim nogo. So olei means nishbala shekia. Olo is a shvue. It means olei vikachish virotziach vigonei vinoiv porzu Vidomim Vidomim Nogu. What is Vidomim Vidomim Nogu? So all the items, we know what it means. All it means a shwe, somebody's nishba. Kacheish means when somebody denies momein that he owes to another person. Gonev, steal, noiv, and poporzu. What is Vidomim Vidomim Nogu? What does Domim Vidomim Nogu mean? What kind of Navere does it represent? Maimash, so Ravase said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that means when you are machshil people in the Isha of an Ishish. So if somebody is not knowledgeable in the Negit Nugdushin and he's involved in paskening Hilchas Git Nugdushin, some mele, he can be machshil Jews with the Isar of Ishishish, domim be domim nogo. My mashma, how does domim be domim have reference to being machshil in Isar Ishishish? Kidimitagim Rav Yosef, melidim bnin min sheikh avreyen, chivrin al chivrin mesif. In other words, because they contribute towards children of an ishishish, some mele the amesif cheva and cheva. Uchsi, that's the hemshach of that posik in Asia. First it says that there were Jews at the time who were engaged in Oli and Kachish and Rotzeach and in Goneif and Noiv, in Prites and Domin Bidominog. And then Al came as a punishment for all these Averes perpetrated by certain Jews, Tevaloretz, Viumlau Kol Yeshivo Bechayes Hasode, Uveiv Hashomayim, Vigam Giayam Yesof. So as a punishment, so even the fish in the yam will perish. But in the Dira Mabul, so the fish in the yam did not perish. Vilu b'dira Mabul nigzor gzeiro al dogin shebiyam, shenema mikula shebchorovo meisu, vilu dogin shebiyam, vilu hoche aflu dogin shebiyam. So the seraye that koshim leilom, that machshil in Yisar Ishishish is koshin leilom yeisam liyama veime adi ovid likule. After all, the Novi Heisha mentions a whole list: olei, kachish, ratzea, goneif, noiv, poreitz, and domin b'domin ob. So maybe the inesh of teva lo'oretz gam gei ayam yesofu as reference to the case of people who violated all these averes, who perpetrated all the averes together, not one of the averes, not one of the averes listed. Because there is another posik in Yirmiyeh, this posik is in Asia, but in Yirmiyeh Perik Chav Gimel, כי סוד נביאים יסס, כי מפני עולי אבל אורץ. He also reprimands and rebukes the Jews for certain averas. So he says, because of that avere of nishba l'sheker mipnei olei of lo oretz. So that means, so here me mentioned one of the averas mentioned by Hesha. But Hesha mentions the whole list, and here me mentioned just one olei. So it's a raya that just for one avere of the list, so this tragedy, this catastrophe, might take place. But Gemara Sikasha Veina Oli Lechut Vanach Lechudaya Vanach Lechudaya, maybe just for this avere of Nishbal HaShekeh, so there is such a serious inish. But the other averes, only when they are perpetrated together. Banach L'chodai, so the Gemara says, Miksiv u'porzu, porzu ksiv. So that means even Porzu domin b'domin nogu, without the Volam Chaber. So mele it means that just domin b'domin nogu by itself is conducive to such a great inish. All right, now the Rashi. Hodayas v'viko amrem. בשמייצ רבאס אדם רב יהודה מראס אלו קושם לילום דיון מהמאיר מרוי ברייס ונפקין איז יסע מדיר המאבו מי מה שמוח קושם לילי כואל קיין טבע על האיש אישיש כמתאג רב יסע תאו בוקום בתאג מנבים שתירגם ינס מנזיר דהי פורצ דומים בדומים נוגו באיש אישיש כואה פורצוק מבחן יפרית, מילדים נקנק, כבני אולי אובו אורץ, פיעל מקסיב, תסניר מי, מי ושמע מינוני, but אולי is one of the items mentioned in the פוסק נאישה. מי ושמע מינוני דע כל חודק אמר, כי אין תבל, דו אולי חודם ענו דקרו קמי. אולי is one of the items mentioned in the פוסק נאישה. מקסיב ופורצו מיכלן רישני כאלקין הכל המילסה פורצו קסיב ומילסה בפנפשי ועלו לחוד הקסיב אלקין טבע also they continued reminding themselves of the members by רבס הודה יס וביקם הוד התנן הוי אישו שהביאו חטוסו ומייסו יביאו יש אם היא לא עושה ילדס שיש לברינג חטוס ונאלו so suppose the ילדס brought a חטוס and then she died but she has not managed She did not manage to bring the Elo before she died, only the Chatos. So the Yorshim are Mechuyev to bring the Elo for her. Of course, a Chatos cannot be bought by Yorshim, because that's Aloch Lemish Misinai. That Chatos Shemeiz Baalo Lemisa Azla has to die, the Behemoth, a Chatos. Suppose somebody was Mafrish a Chatos. And then he died before he had an opportunity to makrev the chatos, so he died. So the halacha is that that chatos has to die. It's kins in Esau, the behemoth, until he dies. So it's halacha l'mesh misinai. But Elo, that halacha mishmas Sinai does not apply to an eila. So suppose the yildes brought a chatos, and then she died before she managed to bring the eila. So yovio yershin ilosa. So the yoshim amechuyev to be makriv the eila, even though the bailim died. Omar Avila Mashmuel Vihushi Frishosom Mechaim. That is only if let's say the mother was mafrish the Elo, the behemes and Elo while she was living. Avaloi Frishosom Mechaim Loi. But suppose she did not manage to be mafrish and Elo. She only managed to be makriv the chatos and the eilo. She not only she didn't makriv, she wasn't even mafrish. So then the yoshim are not obligated to bring an eilo that their mother. I mean the meirish. I mean doesn't make any difference. So the husband is a yosh. So that the meirish was mechuyev, al mekosova she would love the raise, because if we say she would is the raise, so then since she was obligated to bring an elo pichayeo, so all anachosim became mishubet to the tailor. Then when she died and if she left Nechosim for the Yoshim, some mele, the Yoshim Amechuyev to fulfill the chayv of the Meirish, if we say she will rise. So it's a raye that Omar Avasa Mabich Rav Rav Shloi Frisa Mechaim Al Mekosovar Shibude Avede Raise. That Rav Avasa Omar Rav Yechanan holds Shibude is the Raise. So in other words, so we have a machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. Shmuel holds Shibude Lav the Raise and Rav Yechanan holds Shibude the Raise. ופליגי ביחוד את זינת רב ושמול גם את הוויה מבעל פני גבנה יורש ומבעל קורחס ורבי יחמור שלוקי גם את הוויה מבעל פגעי ובי מן היורש עם בי מן על קורחס. So why do we have to mention the מחלקס twice? So the Gemara says צריך אינו, it's necessary to mention that מחלקס between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan twice, because once it is mentioned in the case of a milvah she'einok suva b'teor, and once it is mentioned the machlekes in the case of milvah k'suva b'teor. So Yimor says, "Srichadit ma biho." If we can be mentioned the machlekes that Rav Shmuel damat avai milal pei nigir min ayosh ma kuchas v'Rabbi Yechanan v'Shlokes damat avai milal pei nigir min ayosh ma kuchas, I would say bihach kol Shmuel, because that's milah shenikser v'teiro mishulim milah shenikser v'teiro, aval bihach ligabe yisho sheivio chatoso v'lo yifriso iloso. So then maybe Rav Shmuel agree with Rabbi Yechanan, because it's a milvah k'suva b'teiro, so it's a k'suva b'shtar adami. Meir Rabbi Yechanan Shlokish, v'yashminam b'ho, in the case of ho'yisho she'yivio chatoso, u'meiso, she'yivio shmiloso. So Rabbi Yechanan says, afal kaf shalo yifriso mechaim, so he's still yovio yosho miloso, I would say, Bihokom Rabbi Yechanan, die Milch zu beteilig zu bestaar damit, aber behaag in der Kies, ob in Milch wahrscheinlich zu bestaar, weil wo je, ein Mädel ist mal zurückgehen. אמר אף פופה, הלכסה, מיל ואופה גילי מן היורשים, והנה גילי מן הלקוחס. גילי מן היורשים, שבריד הרייסה, והנה גילי מן הלקוחס, דילס לקול. Now let's see the Rashi, very important Rashi. Hoyisho Yeles, Bushi for Sosa Mechaim, Vashminon, the Krebola Hamisi, Avaloi for Sosa Lashminon Tan Lokif Sayoshin, La Krivo, Sholin Shaivan Hosi, Kosova Hodom Rabon Nirsi Mishtab de la Heva, Mutla Mes, Lav de Raisi Lima, the Nirseu de Inish, Arvin Bay Mishtab de Midinorev, Viu Milva Alpel Mule Bistar Shovi, El Mule Bistar Shu Shibdei. Die Kosov lein Hoseach in Loch, Mishtabde, Milwaupe, Loi Mishtabde. Wir Ravasso ma Wohnnamen in Kutunen Lischmeiz am Ross, in order to preserve all the Aloches of Ravasi. Ho Pflege bechode Sinne, Hanam Roye Gufaye Schmuel Vrabiechen, Ene Gebe Mina Yorushim, die Schibbude auf der Reise, wie Kolschken. Mal Kuches, aber mir bestar, wo hat es mir Schibbde, die Kosafrei, kol nechosai, die Islei achroin, wie Store den Namen. Very important, Rashi. Why does Rashi, why is Rashi Meirich hier? You know, it's not a derech of Rashi to be Meirich. He's always Mikatza. He never says an additional word. And here, he was Meirich, because Rashi apparently was bothered by the same difficulty that overtook all the Rishen. All the Rishen, because, you see, on one hand, The Gemara says, Kosova shibude lav derais. That the Gemara says, milve haksuv beteo is kiksuv bishtar dami. So that implies that the Mule Bishtar is certainly the Reis. Because if, according to Mandoma, who says she would have loved the Reis, even a Mule Bishtar is loved the Reis, then it's not Shayach to discuss whether Mulaksu Beteo is Kisuri Bishtar or not Kisuri Bishtar. Because what difference does it make? Even a Mule Monefshech, if we say Shibude lav deraise, so then even by Mule Bishtar is lav deraise. So the fact that the Gemara discusses Mule Aksur Beteo, Kiksur Bishtar, or not Kiksur Bishtar, indicates that the Mule Bishtar is definitely deraise. But the Shaila is Mule Alpe, but Mule Bishtar is definitely the rice. Is definitely rice. However, right. The Gemara in Basra, Daf Kufa Eneyom Bei, says, V'Rabbi Omar, Dvar Teiro, Echot Mila Bishtar, V'Echot Mila Ope, Eini Geile Ela Melchosim Necheri. My time is Shibuda Rav Derais, Umatam Omru Mila Bishtar, Geile Melchosim Shibodim, Kini Shlitinu Delas Vifne Lov. So, Dvar Teiro, so Rabbi holds that Shibuda is Rav Derais. So Mimele says that if Mimele Bishtar is not Geile, Midraise, Minchosim Shibori. So we see from this Gemara in Basra that Monefshach, if Shibuda is the Raise, then if Mimele Ope is Geile from Minchosim Shibori, Midraise. And if Shibuda is Lav the Raise, then if Mimele Bishtar is not Geile from Minchosim Shibori. So why does the Gemara discuss Mila Aksuv B'Teiro, Kiksuv B'Shtar Dam Ye, or not Kiksuv B'Shtar Dam Ye? What does it make it, what difference does it make? Kiksuv B'Shtar or not Kiksuv B'Shtar? That's the kashe that is raised by all Rishim. Ramban, Rashbo, Ritvo, Rosh, by all Rishim. By all Rishim, it's raised. Now, so some Rishim give the Teretz, the Tinochaname, the Mandomar who says that Shibuda loved the Raise, so he holds, let's say Rabbi, that even Emile Bishtar is not given with the Raise, Minchosin Mishubori. Only with Rabbonon, because Sholaitinol Dallas, Bifnilov. But when the Gemara says, Milvo, Aksuv B'Teiro, Kiksuv B'Shtar Dam Ye, the Gemara means the one who says Milvo Aksuv B'Teiro, Kiksuv B'Shtar Dam Ye, that Milvo Aksuv B'Teiro, Kiksuv B'Shtar, and it is given Nochas B'Shemar. Even though a regular Kiksuv B'Shtar is not, but of course that's a Deichak. But the same Kashi, same difficulty, bothered Rashi. So Rashi explained it. He says, Inochaname, if we say Shibuda Lav Deraise, so then even Emile Bishtar is Lav Deraise. Even Emile Bishtar is Lav Deraise. But, when is it not given Minchosim Shibodim according to Rabbi, who says Shibuda Lav Deraise, even Milu Bishtar is not given Minchosim Shibodim? Only when the Alvoye was mentioned in the Shtar, but the Shibut was not spelled out in the Shtar. Let's say, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then he gave Shimon Ishtar. So, Bein Pleni, Bimokim Pleni, so Ani Ruvain, so Ruvain, Lovo Mishimen, Elevzus. That's all. He didn't spell out Vare Ruvain Shibet es nechosov le achiv shalosus. That wasn't spelled out. So in such a case, Shimon cannot collect from the likuchas. But suppose it's spelled out the way it is spelled out in the Ksuvos today. The chosen has and will have, so the wife, the caller, will be able to collect from it.
That wasn't spelled out. But suppose the shtar says, Ruven b'yeim pleini, b'shono pleini is b'mokam pleini, Ruven lova elef zuz, m'shimen v'shibet es nechosov, she'yia yuchal shimen ligveis, m'nechosov, m'chosim afilo m'likuches, b'chayov v'bosa chayov, m'yomed inanu l'alam. So in such a case, everybody is made that Chibur is the rice. When does Rabbi say that Chibur is love the rice? When the Alvoy is mentioned in the Shtar, but the Shibut is not mentioned in the Shtar. But if the Shibut is also mentioned in the Shtar, so then everybody is made that Chibur is the rice. So Mele, the Gemara says, Milva Aksuva Biteiro, Kiksuva Bishtar Damye. And what kind of Bishtar? Kiksuva Bishtar, when it's spelled out Bishtar, then it's certainly the rice. That's the reason. So the Rashbo explains Rashi that way. But the Rashbo is the Kashi against Rashi. But why? Why is it so? After all, the Gemara says in Shnayim Erzin, Achray Estoy Sefer, Shmuel says that Allah. In other words, you see, suppose, now the fact is that the Milva Alpe is not given from Likuches, the Milva Bishtar is given from Likuches. Suppose there is a Milva Bishtar, but the Shtar doesn't mention that the Nechosim are Meshubet to the faith. So Shmuel says the Malve can still collect from the Likuches. Why? Because there is a presumption that if the Leve executed the Shtar and the Chiv and the Alvoye that he borrowed from the Malve, so it was his intention to be Meshabed Nechosim as well. And he probably told the Sefer to write, to spell out in the Shtar, Harei hanechosim mushubodim, Harei nechosai achroinu mushubodim lechevze. But why didn't the Sefer mention it? The Sefer probably forgot. It's very safe. So the halacha is that even if the Achayas is not spelled out in the Shtar, it is considered as if it is spelled out. It's only considered as an omission by the Sefer. Some Mele. So why should there be a distinction between a Mule Bishtar in which the Achayas is spelled out, so then it's given with Raise and Chosim Shibonim, and the Mule Bishtar in which the Achrayes is not spelled out? There's the Rashbos Kashi, against Rashi. So the Rashbo says, even so, there is a difference. True, it's Toi Sefer, but the fact is that the Achrayes is not spelled out. Some Mele Midraise, he cannot be given from Doi Kuches. But Midraboron, he is given because we assume that it was an omission by the Sefer, Achayas to the Sefer. And the Levi really intended to be Mishabed the Nechosim. Mashayin came, but with Raise, if it's not spelled out, so he cannot be given from the Chos. Mashayin came where it is spelled out, then with Raise, he can be given from the Likuches. That's Rashi. Now, what's the Hezbah? I mean, so far, everything that I said is mentioned by the Chiddush HaRashba here. But what's the Pshat in the Rashba and in Rashi? So the Pshat is very simple. Now, we know there are two types of shtores. There is a shtar Hayeh and there is a shtar Kinyan. What is shtar Hayeh?
Shtaraya means, let's say, karka is nikness, bikesef, bishtar v'chazoki. So suppose Ruvein sells the soda to Shimon. And Shimon makes a king of Chazoke in the soda. So then Shimon acquires title in the soda on the basis of the Chazoke. But Ruvein executes Ishtar Mechira anyway in order that Shimon should have a piece of evidence in his hands, that Shtar says that Ruvein was Makne sold the Soda to Shimon. So the Shtar is only Shtaraya, because the Kinyan took place through Chazoke, or the Kinyan could take place through Keser. He paid him money. So he acquired title, Karaki's nickname the Keset. And Ruven gave him a star anyway to serve as a rai in his hands. That's a star rai. Now let's say Ruven borrowed 1,000 zoos from Shimon. And Ruven gave him a star that he borrowed 1,000 zoos. So as far as the obligation of paying up 1,000 zoos is concerned, is the shtar shtar kinyan? And without the shtar, Ruven wouldn't have to pay 1,000 zoos. Of course he would have to pay. He borrowed, so he has to pay back. So what's the purpose of the shtar? To serve as a raya in Shimon's hands, so that Shimon will be able, by producing the shtar, he will be able to prove that Ruven owes him 1,000 zoos. So that's an example of Ishtarai. But suppose Ruvein is Makne as a Matone, he sold it to Shimon, and he executes Ishtar in order to transfer title to the Ishtar. So then the Ishtar is not only Ishtarai, it's Ishtarkinyan. Another example of Ishtarkinyan would be Get. Let's say a husband gives a get to his wife, so she becomes divorced. She is allowed to get married. So that's Ishtar Kinyan. It is the shtar that affects the change in status, or Shtar Gdushin is an example of Shtar Kinyan. Now, the question is this. The halacha is that the milvah alpeh is only gave a mechosim necherim, but not mechosim shibodim, not from lekuches. Mila bishtar is gave from lekuches too. Whether mitzvude the raise, so mit raise even mila alpe is gave, or shibude lav the raise, so mit raise even a mila bishtar is not gave from lekuches. But the fact is mit rabon lechlapoches. So mila alpe is not gave from lekuches. Mila bishtar is given from lekuches. That's the fact. So, what does the shtar have to be? Does the shtar have to be a mila bishtar? I mean, does the shtar have to be a shtar kinyan in order to enable the malve to collect the chayv from the lekuches? So the shtar has to be a shtar kinyan. Because in as much as the Chachomim or Misakein that the Milval Peh cannot be gave for whatever reason, because of Pseidei Lekuches, whatever the reason is, but the Chachomim or Misakein the Milval Peh cannot collect from Lekuches. So only Mila Bishtar, so Mila Bishtar has to have the effect of Ishtar Kinyan. So the Shtar will impose a shibud on the chosim, it doesn't have to be a milve, a shtar kinyan. It can be a shtaraye, graded, so it will still impose a shibud on the chosim. in other words. But the Chachomim are misakei that if the milveh is not backed up and corroborated by the raya of shtores, then he cannot collect from the likuchas. But if the milveh is backed up, is corroborated by the raya of shtores, so then the malveh can collect from the likuchas. So in order to collect from the likuchas, all that the shtar has to be is to be shtarai. It doesn't have to be shtaki. So apparently, this is Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is that according to the Mandoma, she would love the Raise. So then, Milve cannot impose Ishibud al-Nachas. Not only a Milve al-Pek Rede that is not corroborated by Ishtarai, even a Milve Bishtar, a Milve that is backed up and corroborated by the if the Leve says, Hare Lovisi mi Shiruve in the Leve, says Lovisi Elev Zuz Mishimen, Vishibadati es Nichosai, Lei Shimen, Sheyu.